To the best of Don and Mike. Of course, it's the second half of the Friday favorite. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, we're back with fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm having a great time. And I want to thank Don personally. And, you know, you're a good guy. And you've given me a fair shake, and I'm going to send you a no-spin can opener. Thank you and your whole staff, especially Rob. Rob Spiewak, who made me feel so comfortable coming in here. I think it's great. I think I'm having a great time.
Before we play the game, I know
Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, you wanted to speak with her.
B.A. McBride, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
What say you, B.A.?
What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
I say moments till the close of business day and maybe a later phone call. I will give you, Beth Ann,
mm-hmm.
Are you with me? Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my phone number at my hotel and then have you call me later. You think we could work that out? Now, listen, Beth Ann, first of all, before we go, before you answer, just remember, I'm going to send you a no-spin zone cuticle pusher. We're going to be sending that to you very soon. But all I want you to do, it's real simple. I'm going back to the hotel. We don't have to have any personal contact. Just call me later on. B.A. McBride, what say you?
I don't think it would be a good idea.
Right. Okay, thanks a lot. I get your code word. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Rob, you'll get that number to her? Well, that's fantastic.
Don't forget
us. And who's looking out for you, Teapot? To you, Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad that you got her secret message when she said no.
Yes. My boxers are on unusual. What say you, Donnie? You've been a good guy. Yeah, you've been a real good guy. I'm going to send you the queen-size Bill O'Reilly lace dust ruffle.
Let's play the game, Bill.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. We've got two people, a girl and a guy. First of all, from Fairfax, Virginia, let's say hi to a systems administrator. Rob Williams is on the line. What say you, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Lord Quizmaster, Mr. O'Reilly, how are you?
And now entering the studio is our lovely lady. She's from Porterville, California. Let's say hi to a bookkeeper. Her name's April McLaughlin.
Hi, April.
Hi, guys. McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
As in the McLaughlin group.
Exactly.
I apologize. I read it like it was on the paper, and I got it wrong.
What As an I Irish say? Guy, you should know, Bill.
I should McLaughlin. And,
yes.
This is a no-spin zone, and I'm going to send you the no-spin zone trail mix. What do you think of that?
Great.
Thanks so much. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's put our hands together. Welcome, Alex Trebek-Geronimo. What say you, Donnie?
Thank you, Bill. Oh, this is... Hold on. I'm getting a note. Huh? From the back room. Mm-hmm. But you tell him that's not wise. Just go tell Beth Ann it's not wise. He's just kidding around. There's no need. You don't need... I didn't think...
Let me point out to everyone here, something's going on. There's a little plan here.
I didn't think that was harassment on your part with Beth Ann.
Is that what she's accusing me of?
I've just been handed a note. Don't worry about it.
No, it's not going to. Nothing's going to come of it.
You're all right.
Tell her, write a note back. If she doesn't want to call me at the hotel tonight, write a note back. Tell her I'll send her a no spin zone urinal cake. All right? We'll be all set after that. It should be fine. It's nothing to worry about. Here's the deal.
Bill?
Can I just say something before you interrupt me? I'll interrupt you.
Also, she just sent me another note. She taped your phone call.
Well, it's all right. I was making an offer. I can say it's a business conversation.
Right.
We on the factor, we're really trying to stay fair and balanced as far as election coverage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're taking a poll. The overwhelming sentiment is that we're doing a great job. So I just thought I'd say that and remind everybody to listen to me tomorrow.
Did you want to talk to Beth Ann about any particular poll?
Yeah, I think that we could probably talk about all the different varying polls that are out there.
There's one poll in particular you'd like to talk
There's
about?
There's one that I actually feel has more credence. It's my own.
Uh-huh. Your own poll.
My own poll.
Your own poll.
That's right.
Bill O'Reilly poll.
Seriously, she'll calm down. It always starts that way at first. Send her a Who's Looking Out For You, Ladies Razor.
All right, here are your categories, Rob and April. Here you go. Your categories are, hey, the Red Sox win. Guest. This week.
Can I just say something before you move on as I interrupt you one more time?
Sure.
I want to welcome BillO'Reilly.com platinum member Paul Gorgie. Always a pleasure. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're happy to have him as a platinum member. He's got himself a platinum membership.
Sprayed on tan, you know.
Sprayed on tan, okay with me. I prefer the Yankees.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show. That's your second category.
Good category. Good cross promotion. What say you, Donnie?
Republican, Democrat, or other?
Well, we're fair and balanced on the factor.
Which is faster? And
which is faster? That's the category.
Yes,
category that you have on your any game.
That's right. And speak the language.
Speak the language. That's speak the language. Something near and dear to my heart.
So here are the categories again.
Categories again.
Hey, the Red Sox win.
Red Sox win.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Guest on the Don and Mike Show.
Republican, Democrat, or other.
What kind of guys?
Which is faster? And speak the language.
And you know, I just before we proceed, can I just interrupt briefly?
Sure.
I just want to say that is it's a Caesar's Palace sweater that you're wearing today.
Yeah, yes, it is.
That is hot. Wow. What say you about my little ensemble? You like my gray sweatpants and my O'Reilly Factor T-shirt?
Yeah, but why the sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
I know, easy access.
Sweatpants allow breathing room, freedom of movement for the special parts.
April, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'd like to speak the language for one, please.
Speak the language, all right. Let me see. Oh, these are true facts now. In the world of the WWW, the Internet, on the entire Internet, this is the number one global online language.
Sorry.
Now, Rob, April McLaughlin, she kind of punted that. When did she change to steal?
What is English?
Right, English number one.
Yeah. April. Don't overthink it. Okay.
All right,
Rob, you are in control for the next question. What say you?
Speak the language for two, please.
Outside of Germany. Hi, Rob. This is the country with the most German language speakers.
What is Austria?
Correct.
$2. We got a smart guy who's here. Rob, select again.
Speak a language for three, please.
Outside of Mexico, this is the country with the most Spanish language speakers.
What is Brazil?
Negative.
April, chance for you to take control, honey.
What is America?
No.
You would think.
Yeah.
You nope. Think.
America's number six. Number two is Colombia.
Colombia, I knew it. I would answer that, but I wouldn't want to spoil the fun.
Hey,
what's that?
Didn't you meet a chick one time in Colombia?
Bali.
Oh, it's Bali, yeah.
Thailand women are beautiful, and the Norwegians are amazing.
Did you meet a little...
We watched movies.
Did you watch a little...
Foreign movies.
Did you meet a little brown woman when you were
from Bali,
there?
Yeah.
From
she Bali? Was amazed at something about me, but I can't talk about it. You know, standard
right.
The Democrats want to hoodwink you.
Okay. Rob.
Select again, Rob. What say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for one, please.
Okay. He's the Red Sox with the lucky midget.
Who is Pedro?
$1 for you, Rob. Select again, what say you?
Hey, the Red Sox win for two, please.
Last time the Red Sox won a World Series.
What is 1920?
Now, Rob.
All right, April. Oh, I know it, too. I know
it. Well, quiet. Was, now, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Shut up.
April?
Hey, April.
What is 1956?
Wrong, April.
Can I answer?
You're playing with the guys. Do you want to give Rob a chance to tuck it in here?
What was that? I'm not even.
Anyway, I don't know what you're
I'm
doing
just,
here.
I'm just talking.
The thing is, the factor is always going to be
because
like
we both
that.
Are big interrupters.
You guys,
you Bill O'Reilly,
always do that. And
Bill O'Reilly, you're
all right. Fine.
You're
fine. If you want to do that, we can talk at the same time. It's fine.
You're a fake news.
Doesn't matter to me.
You're a fake news man.
Great. You know, what's great about it is we
got the girl on the phone.
You and I can have an intelligent discussion here, and I guess we're not going to do that. You know, Donnie, I want you.
Taped you. Keep the secret, my love.
See myself.
Thank you. Now he wants to give the answer.
Oh, he was wrong on that.
Right? He was 1918.
Yes, 1918.
Yeah. All right, Rob, what say you? Select again.
Hey, the Red Sox win for three, please.
The last time the Red Sox were in the World Series.
What is 1986?
Correct.
What was the dollar value? I lost track.
That was three, Billy.
$3 for you, Rob. Select again, please.
What is... Or no,
here's what we
Republican,
have.
Democrat, or other, right. Please.
We have a guest on the show this week, Republican, Democrat, or other, which is faster. Okay. Republican, Democrat, or other, Michael J. Fox.
What is Republican?
April, here's the opportunity for you to steal. I hope you do something here because you're running out of time.
What is Democrat?
Yeah, that would be the whole stem cell thing.
Right.
Michael J.
$1
Fox,
for
right.
April. Selecting in April, you get
Oh, and I don't know. Did you see Michael J. Fox at the game last night? when the Red Sox put him in as a pinch runner, and he kept shaking off the signs.
Oh, that's uncalled for. I don't understand why you have to say something like that. I'm going to leave.
You're not going to leave.
No, I'm kidding you. I thought it was the funniest damn joke I've ever heard.
There's a chick on the phone. You're not going to leave.
That's right. We got April here who's mounting her comeback. All right, April, select again.
Republican, Democrat, or other for two, please.
Loretta Lynn.
Baby. What is Republican?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Democrat?
No.
Libertarian.
Libertarian, that means she's
a kook.
I mean, I don't want to make, I'm not going to make an overstatement, but, you know.
Loretta Lynn, Libertarian.
All right, you're all ruining the country. Go ahead. April, you're in control.
Republican, Democrat, or other for three.
Johnny Depp.
What is Democrat?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is Republican?
No.
I knew it.
Johnny Depp is independent.
Independent-minded and a great pirate. April, you're in control.
I'll take which is faster for one.
All right. Boy, I got a bunch of great new books. I want to thank my sister-in-law, Robin, got me these books with these incredible facts for my birthday.
And I really wanted to thank you for putting the Johnny Depp question. Depp is pretty, like a lady.
which is faster? They actually they race these animals. Which is faster, a horse or a greyhound?
April, what say you?
What is a greyhound?
Rob, your chance to steal.
What is a horse?
Right, horse is faster than
a
greyhound.
$1 for Robbie. Select again, please.
Which is faster for two, please?
Gazelle or cheetah?
What is cheetah?
Correct.
$2.
Which is faster for three, please?
Antelope or Mike O'Mara leaving the building after the show?
What is antelope?
No, pretty softball question there, Rob. April, your chance to steal, what say you?
What is Mike O'Mara leaving the building?
Thank you, April. Excellent question. And is it a Norwegian antelope? That's what I want to know. Is that the end of the first round?
Oh, no, we just got the guest this week on the show.
One more category. Go, April, go.
Guest for one, please.
All right, good luck. Hope you listen all week. Crazy billionaire.
Who is Mark Cuban?
Right, there you go, April.
You. Quite a comeback, April. Yay. Select again.
Guest for two.
LA TV weather girl. She got one shot at the Late Late Show.
Who is Lisa somebody?
Oh, need that last
Joyner. Name. Joyner.
Well, you know, it's Rob's got $10. April has $5. You have to decide.
Oh.
Rob, your chance to steal.
Sorry about that.
Who is Lisa Joyner?
There you go.
$2 for you, Rob.
Guest this week on the show for three, please.
All right, finally, good luck with this one. Crazy man from San Francisco.